and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox, and on this week's show, it's the first of two seasonal shows where we bring you all the festive cheer. We start off with a set of two tunes played by Phil Kelsall at the mighty Tower Ballroom Blackpool Wurlitzer. And there's certainly two to get your feet tapping, with Jingle Bells and Holly Jolly Christmas. Toe-tapping sounds there from Phil Kelsall at the Tower Ballroom Blackpool Wurlitzer. Now last year, Mark Laughlin recorded a half an hour programme for us full of Christmas music from the St Albans Musical Museum featuring Wurlitzer and Spurden Rutt. Well, the show was a great success, and although this year we haven't been able to bring you a star organist show filled with Christmas music, I thought it was a good idea to remind ourselves of last year's show. So with this beautiful song in concert waltz tempo, it's the most wonderful time of the year. The lovely sound there of Mark Laughlin at the St Albans Musical Museum Wurlitzer, recorded last year especially for this show. Mark has promised he will be doing enough a programme for me, and that will be done next year. Now to take you back in time to the 30s, for Sidney Torch's impression of A Very Merry Christmas, but we've only got time for part one of that. So sit back and listen to Torch at the Regal Marble Arch Christie with Carillon, Home Sweet Home, Sir Roger de Coverley, Vive L'Amour, Landlord Fill the Flowing Bowl, Little Brown Jug and Drinking. Sidney Torch there at the Regal Marble Arch Christie with A Very Merry Christmas Part 1 and a jamboree of songs. It's really quite amazing how many songs they could squeeze onto one side of 78 RPM. Now, fairly recently, myself and John Leeming, who presents this show once a month, have been digging out some of the master tapes that the Cinema Organ Society recorded for release on cassette. One of those tapes was a recording of Tom Hazleton playing the South Bank Wurlitzer in 1988, and it was one of the first recordings of the South Bank Wurlitzer that the COS were happy with. Well, John only sent me a copy of this the other day, and I have to say I'm very impressed, and there's one particular track that stands out to me, and I have to say I've almost fallen flat on my face with the beautiful sounds that Tom got out of the organ. It's a song written by George Gershwin, and it's called I've Got a Crush on You. Tom Hazleton there at the South Bank Wurlitzer with I've Got a Crush on You. Well, I've certainly got a crush on that instrument, especially in its new home, the Troxy in Stepney, London. Well, now let's go over to the States. We've already just heard an American organist, but let's hear the combination of American organist at an American organ. Two tracks back to back. The classic sounds of George Wright first up at the Richard Vaughan Residence Wurlitzer with Brazilian sleigh bells. I need no introduction, this is a solid theatre organ favourite. And following that is Lou Williams at the Wurlitzer of Organ Stop Pizza in Mesa, Arizona, with a beautiful ballad called Christmas Time Is Here. Two contrasting tracks there, George Wright with Brazilian Sleigh Bells and Lou Williams telling us Christmas time is here at two completely different sounding Wurlitzer organs. Well, back to Blighty now and to the residents of Les and Edith Rawl. They had a free manual Wurlitzer in their home in Northolt, and it was appropriately named Wurlitzer Lodge. And during the 80s, this place really took off. There were concerts there, open console sessions, and they were indeed great fun. Sadly, I was not around to witness this, but I've been told by the next artist that they were really special. That next artist is, of course, Michael Waldridge, who recorded a Christmas album on the Wurlitzer. I have to say I like Michael's rendition of the next item. It's called Deck the Halls, and it's appropriately in standard hymn variation and jazz variation. The jazzy sounds there of Michael Waldridge at Wurlitzer Lodge in Northolt, the free manual Wurlitzer installed by Les and Edith Rawl. Well, as we now approach the end of this week's show, and we've done this for the last 3 years, but I can't get over how eerily tinglish this track actually is. And you may have guessed by now what I'm going to play, but if you don't, and you've not heard this track before, then prepare to be amazed for the most evocative and spine-tingling performance you will ever possibly hear. It's a track recorded by Nigel Ogden on the free manual 7-rank Compton in St John Viney Church in Clayhall. With its huge acoustics and eerie mellotone, what more could you ask for? Nigel seems to just blend perfectly well with the keys of the Compton, with his own composition, Winter Sunset.